You know, as a foreigner, I must be happy to be in Berlin, because when I'm in Berlin, I'm here to learn something new. I don't want to jive you here tonight, my friends, brothers and sisters. I want to present myself as an African. I want you to look at me as something new that you do not have any knowledge about. Because most, 99.9% of the information you get about Africa is wrong. Someone told me, he says, if you're African, why are you wearing European dresses? I said to him, you cannot say it is European dresses because that is a matter of history, and that is only for a symposium discussion in future. Brothers, sisters, friends, I'm going to play a tune. I want to play a tune that is called VIP. VIP means very important personality. Somebody,
great man. Ho, ho.
But you see, these VIPs, when they get too rich, they do not want to see the ordinary man on the street who is poor. If you don't understand my language, I'm sorry, I can't help you. If you do not want to hear, other people want to hear. And it's the right of all human beings to respect other people's feelings. For me, I give them a name, VIP, means vagabonds in power. Get in the groove of this sound now. Let's all clap to the rhythm so we can feel it. Let's go now. Ready? Thank you.
All right, still Spirit of Nigeria Radio in the celebration mood. We are doing our own tribute, our own celebration of Fela Anikula Kukuti, 23 years after his passing on. All right, this is still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and shortly we will be linking up with Baba Lekan Animashaum, also known, popularly known as Baba Ani, the leader of the Egypt 80 band. All right, but I have here in the studios with me, Mayowa Bodunrin. Yeah, he's of a younger generation. So, Mayowa, say hello to the people who are listening to us.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing?
All right, yes, from his voice, you can see that, yeah, these are the these are past millennials, the zillennials. All right, so tell me, what do you know about Fela, much about Fela?
I know that he was a legend. And, you know, the artists that are in my generation right now, the Wizkid, the Burna Boys, the Davidos, everybody has been influenced tremendously by Fela. I know that for sure. It's evident in their music. And, you know, he was also a human rights activist, which is something that I feel like is something that we kind of need even right now in this generation as well. It was needed then and it's still needed now. So, yeah, I do know quite a bit about Fela.
All right. Okay. So, which piece of music do you think is your favorite?
I like Afrobeats, which is what Fela was doing. I like Afrobeats. I like. I think it's been evolved right now. So there's Afropop now, which is kind of like a watered down version of the Afrobeats that was existing back then. But yeah, I do like Afrobeats. I like Afropop as well.
All right. Okay. I'm going. We have Baba Ani on the line. Hello, Baba Ani. All right, how are you today?
Thank God, I'm cool.
All right, okay. Yes, this is Spirit of Nigeria Radio. We have Baba Ani, Lekan Animashaum, also known as Baba Ani, leader of the Egypt 80 band, on Spirit of Nigeria Radio today. Thank you very much for honoring us with this huge presence of yours on the program. Yeah, we are celebrating Fela 23 years after is passing on. Baba Ani, tell us, how do you feel on a day like this? And I'm sure you miss Fela, don't let me ask you. But tell us, what do you feel on a day like this, 23 years after Baba's passed on?
I thank the Almighty Allah. The death of Fela is a great loss, not just to those of us who are members of his family, so to say.
Yes.
But a great loss to Nigeria. Why? Because he was a genius. He was a God-sent artist. And most of his predictions are still with us today. All the things he said about this country, we still have them around today. So it's a great loss. But then, I thank God for his life. He did his best before he left. And he left a very good legacy behind. And that's why today we are talking about him.
Oh, certainly a good legacy Fela left. And of course, some of us, we are part of his legacies. If not, we won't be talking about Fela on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Baba Ani, today has been a very fantastic day. We've been speaking to both members of Fela's immediate family, the musical family. We spoke earlier with Yeni Kuti, Femi Kuti, Sheun Kuti, Benson Idonije, and of course, we are now speaking with you, Baba Ani, leader of the band. Baba Ani, I know you as the man that used to give them fine. When Fela would point his finger, Baba Ani, then you say, oh yeah, 5 naira, 10 naira.
Because he was a no-nonsense man.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. Okay.
He didn't condone lying, stealing, and all other kind of criminal acts. He will not condone laziness.
He was a very disciplined,
hardworking musician I ever came across.
Okay.
Very hardworking.
Thank you, Baba Ani. I'm sure you would like to also tell us, how did you guys meet, you know, and eventually you became the leader of his band?
Your question again.
How did you meet Fela? How did you recruit you into the band? How did you become friends? And ultimately, you became leader of the band.
From the United Kingdom.
Okay.
He was just jamming with bands all around the place. Then he decided to form a high life band. I read about that in the paper. Okay. And at that time, I was a member of the defunct NBC Dance Orchestra. That's Nigeria Broadcasting Corporation Dance Orchestra.
All right, sir.
Under the directorship of Le Fa Fela Showande.
Wow.
Chris Ajilo was the leader of the band. So I just met him because he was then a producer, just music producer, just program producer at the NBC. He himself and Benson Idonide. So I just met him by the receptionist counter because I was in the studio to rehearse with the NBC dance orchestra. So I went to him straight and I introduced myself and I told him I heard he was about to form a highlight band and I expressed my wish to be a part of that band. And so he asked me if I had an instrument, to which I said yes. And so he gave me an appointment for a rehearsal in his house. He burnt 14 May against the Mutual Road. So that same evening, I went there and I met some members already recruited, like late Tony Allen, Nicola Sugar, and some others. So he gave me my part and I took my instrument. I went over it. Then he tapped Benzin in Dunedin and said, ah, I will take him. That was how we started together very early, February. In 1965.
Wow, February 1965. Baba, yeah. Ah, Dubolo alone. Wow, okay, so now, Babani, in all of us brushes with the law, all the incarceration, all the sacrifice that he made, Babani, we don't see you now. I'll tell you one day.
I was detained. At the Ilorin police station.
Okay.
One time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the only time I went behind bars.
but did you ever have the opportunity to say, Fela, this is too much. I don't think we should be doing this, especially maybe by action, by the lyrics and all of those in the songs. You know,
My brother, let me tell you. There was a day they came to raid his premises. Because that time, his women were selling, you know, cigarettes, drinks, and Igbo, of course. So they took them all away. Then after they released the people, they came back. And one evening, I went there on a visit. And I saw these women, you know, she's selling all those things. But we were arrested the other time. So when I went up and I met him, he was in bed, not sleeping actually, just relaxing. Then I told him, I said, Fella, JB, now because of all these things, these people be allowed to come arrest you now. And now I was coming up, I saw all these women, they are still selling the same thing. He got annoyed. I got up from bed and said, Anibe, so do you want me to be afraid of government? He started yabbing me. And after the yabbing, he just asked, well, would I have my drink? And he already knew my drink. Guinness style.
Yes,
so he called one of the boys and ordered for drink for me, and I drank. So it's not as if we were not cautioning or something. But you know, when a man is on a mission and is definitely dedicated to that mission, there's nothing you can say, my brother.
Must have been a very great one, Baba Ani, because, all right, we have one of the younger generations here, Mayo Abodori. We would like to ask you a question. He's of the Whiskey Olamide generation, but we are of the Baba Fela generation. All right, go over to you, Mayo.
Baba Ani, good evening, sir.
Hello.
Yes, I just have one question to ask. Were you with Fela when Calcutta was invaded by the soldiers many years ago?
I was in my house.
Okay.
The thing happened a few hours before I got there. They had packed everybody to the station. So just a neighbor came in and told me that my house was on fire. And I said, my house, I never built a house. He said, Fela's house. So I called my wife and we went in a taxi car. So by the time we got there, the place was still burning. The generator by the side of the fence was still burning. And we had to bend down inside the taxi so that people, all these unknown soldiers, could not see us. So that was how. I was not exactly in that house.
Okay, but that was a defining moment for Fela because that made him more militant, more revolutionary. And of course, there was no going back from that point. And
that's true.
And
that's
I give back to Zombie. I think we've played Zombie today, if, you know. But okay, Babani, now, talking about, you know, post-Fela, i.e., you know, Fela's passed on. I don't like to say die because Fela will never die. The reason why Fela will never die is the reason why we are talking about him today.
Yes.
So his legacy lives on. And of course, we are indeed very proud that, you know, this great son of Africa came from Nigeria. Now, yes, are you still involved in the band? Are you still with the Egypt 80 since Sheun took over? And what's happening to the band? Do you still contribute? Are you part of it? You know, such that the legacy of your dear friend, bud, boss and partner would not, you know, die.
Yeah. Before Fela's death, I took it that I was a shooting prophet of Fela. A follower of Fela, because there was never a prophet without
a disciple.
Follower.
Or disciple.
So I decided, you know, to stay put with the band. I was the one choosing. I'm glad. From then up till now, the band has been growing from grace to grace. You know, I retired from the band in 2016 after the last American tour in that year, December.
Okay. Yeah, about time too. I mean, you've contributed your quota. You need to enjoy, you know, your old age. You need to rest. I mean, but I'm sure once in a while you still give them support, moral support, advice, and all the things that will still keep the band going.
Yes, I do.
All right. So
for him, he's doing his best to keep me going. You know.
Yeah.
He appreciates my contribution, and he's doing fine with me.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much for saying that also to the public. All right, Babani. Now,
call it spade a spade.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Babani, Fela, you know, had so many songs. You contributed, you played your baritone sax. We loved it then. Babani, Anibe, every time. All right, and we, you know, we just like to pray that God will continue to keep and guide you for us. But now, you know, one question I've asked everybody I spoke with, which of Fela's songs is your favorite?
That's a very heavy question to answer.
Yes.
The reason being that there is no Fela's number that you can call a clash.
Okay.
You see? All of them, very touchy. You know. Although when we started, it was like a socializing song. Ololu Femi, Ololu Ka, and things like that.
Yes.
But later on, just after the American tour of 1959-70. He became a revolutionary, and his song and music changed from that moment. So I love all his songs, meaningful songs, useful songs, you know. So I cannot readily pinpoint his song from the old...
But Babani, you give us, I mean, two or three now, okay, so that we can now make up our minds which one is the number one, you know. But ODO is the one that is leading. If I go by what, you know, all the people that I've spoken to today, ODOO is leading. From all the people we've spoken to, ODOO is the song. Even for me, you know, ODOO is the...
ODOO.
Yes, overtake, don't overtake, overtake.
I know. Authority ceiling.
Authority. Ah, yes, we
lay. They are still ceilings.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
They are still ceilings. And shuffling and smiling.
Yeah, shuffling and smiling. Yeah, she's shuffling.
And we are smiling along too.
Yes, sir. Babani, Shiriri.
Shiriri, that's my own composition.
Yeah, I know, that's your own composition. We used to enjoy Shiriri. So which one? Let's now read that. Which one do you think?
JJD.
JJD. Yeah.
I've mentioned Authority Ceiling. I've mentioned, Monkey Chop Banana Uncle.
Okay. I hear you, buddy. Let us clear. Kulu mentality. If you say you be Kulu, then you are human.
Very. Some people can see the Bear Thomas. Coca.
Coca, right? Mr. Ransom, make here. Mr. Williams, make here. Kulu mentality. Ah, yes, we call Creek. Mr. Coca. Yes, sir. Yes.
Kulu mentality. You feel with us.
Yes, it is. You know, Fela was a prophet. Fela was a prophet.
You know.
Okay.
We have mm-hmm.
Buy Africa.
If we follow that Buy Africa, everybody will be rich in this country.
That's
but we're not to buy our own things.
Not true. Okay. If you can give us, which of Fela's nicknames did you think was more appropriate? You know, Eleni, your Abba Mieda Choir Master, and for the bad boys like us, Augustine.
I will say Abamieda.
Abamieda, all right. Yes.
Abamini.
He was a rare breed.
He was not an ordinary human being.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't.
Abamini. Otherwise, you couldn't have got that courage to attack everything that was injustice. He was especially created somebody.
That's true.
And I'm glad he did his best before he left this world.
All right, Babani, thank you so much for talking to us and
this
occasion
brother.
Of the 23rd memorial anniversary of the passing on of your boss, your friend, your partner, Fela Anikula Kokuti. It's been great. All right, we'll play you something interesting to close this conversation. But Babani, we'll come back again on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. One day when COVID is over, we'll bring you to the studios. We'll talk a lot more. And when we'll have more time. But right now, people want to contribute.
All for you.
I know, Babani Eshego. Thank you very much. All right. It's still the celebration of Fela's music as we go on with some good music, courtesy of Fela Anikula Kokuti.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Make you not go anywhere. Just wait till there. Make I tell you something.
And now you don't come again.
I never come again. I still live far away. Make you wait till I reach where they go.
Where you they go?
Make a reach.
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 Where you they go?
Don't ask me.
Where you they go?
Wait and see.
Where you they go?
Make a reach.
Where you they go?
Don't ask me.
Where you they go?
Wait and see. Make you not go anywhere. Just wait till there. Make I tell you something.
Fella, you don't come again.
I never come again. I still live far away. Make you wait till I reach where I did go.
Where you they go?
Make I reach.
Where you they go?
Don't ask me.
Where you they go?
Wait and see.
Where you they go?
Make I reach. Happen for my country. Now big, big thing. First time in the whole world. If you hear the name, you go low. Government magic. Tell me the name now.
Government
Oda Baru, everything.
Government party.
Them go turn the green into white.
Government party.
Then they turn the red into blue.
Government party.
What are they go, what are they come?
Government party.
What are they go, what are they come?
Government party.
Them go turn electric to candle.
Government party.
Them go turn electric to candle.
Government party.
Government magic.
Government party.
Government magic.
Government party.
I say as they come. Small. Soldiers, them they come.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
People they wonder, they wonder, they wonder.
Left, right, left, right.
One
left,
more time.
Right, left.
People they wonder, they wonder, they wonder.
Left, right, left.
Stevie
right,
Wonder, they
left,
there too.
Right,
now 1 week after first talk to. In the broadcast of American satellite around that time to now, I see
left,
to it.
Right, left, right, left, right, left.
Where these 1,000 soldiers, them they go.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
Look, whoa, yes, Marita.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
Now, fella. They wait.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
Them they wait for. Surround the place, quam, quam, quam. Them they wait.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
With them helmet and them guns and them petrol and them matches.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
Then again,
standardies.
Fella day for house. Back or they are too. Their mama they are too. Beautiful people they are too. Frenchman they are too. Pressman they are too. 150 of us they are too. And suddenly, 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 suddenly. They break, yes, them they steal, yes, them they loot, yes, them they fuck. Some of the women by force, yes, them they rape, yes, them they burn, yes, them they burn, yes, them they burn, yes, them come out. One student's eye, yes, them break some head, them break some head. Them throw my mama, 70-80 years old mama, political mama, political mama, ideological mama, influential mama, ideological mama, political mama, influential mama, ideological mama. Them throw my mama out of from window. Them kill my mama. Them kill my mama.
inside jail. We dey wait 27 days. Them lock us.
Spirit of Nigeria.
Press they shout. Ready your day ring. People they talk. Them go on fella house. Waiting this fella do. This government about you. Waiting this fella do. Fella talk about soldiers flogging civilians for streets. Fella talk about government wasting money for festa. Waiting this fella do. This government about you. People start to talk you. Government start to shake you. Then suddenly. Government bring instruments of magic. Them bring inquiry. Them bring two man, one soldier, one justice. The name of justice, Mr. Justice Aguaya. The other justice, Mr. Justice Dosumu. Then start magic. Then seize my house where they don't burn. Them seize my land. Them drive all the people we live in area. 2,000 citizens. Them make them all homeless now. Then start magic. Then start magic. Them bring flame. Them bring hat. Then conjure. Them bring rabbit. Them bring egg. Them bring smoke. Them they scream. Them they fall. Them conjure. Spirit catch them. Them they fall. Them they scream. Them they shout. Them they. Them they say.
Unknown soldier.
Nine to one. That my mama will you give. She's the only mother of this country.